John C.C. Luongo, just coming back. I have been reaching out for people to have them call me here on LUB 1060 AM. It is quite a frightening situation. I'm going to see if we can get one more call. And caller, can you tell me what's going on?
I was standing in line for the pre-release of Wyverns and Wizards, 5th edition, and suddenly these things, these monsters, well, people I thought, but they started just attacking, like cutting in line, which, boy, let me tell you, I was mad, but then I realized that those people were also eating people. So I ran really far, and now I'm in my basement. I've got my LARP gear ready to roll, and I advise anybody else, especially in our LARP group, armor up. It's show time. We've been training for this. All right. So I gotta go. Bye.
Thank you, caller. All right, folks. You heard it now. This is it. It's not a test. This is not a prank. This is my worst nightmare and your worst nightmare come true. I think it's horrible. I don't know where the hell the ZDC is when you need them. They've been here. They're supposed to prepare for this. They're supposed to prepare for the worst, but they're not. So I'm the ZDC, okay? This is John T.C. Luongo. I'm your ZDC today, and I'm telling you, get a buddy. I want everybody to be with a friend. Nobody can be alone, because if one of you's hurt, the other has to take up the cause. Pick up a shotgun. A shotgun will give you a much larger spray. A 20-gauge shotgun should do the trick for you. See if you can get any kind of machine guns that you have. Anything that will be multi-rapid fire automatics are really good at this point. Make sure you have your bullets in a place that you keep them where you can get to them should you be under attack. I want you to be back-to-back. That's the best way to be. You get yourself or your family member and a buddy. You get in a room and you go back-to-back. You never fall asleep. One of you fall asleep for a little while. The other one will stay up and be on 24-hour call. I want you to make sure you get to the emergency shelters as quickly as you can. As quickly as you can. And if you have a White Rook security, please make sure you go and take advantage of Zombie Safe, because that's what we install for those smart people who took advantage to be able to protect you from this. We will make it through this. We are going to be stronger than anybody could ever imagine, but we are going to be challenged like we've never been challenged before. We were warned of this. We were warned it could happen, and I'm so angry with the ZDC. I'm ticked off that they weren't here to make sure that this didn't happen, especially on this day. How the hell did they get into the Plex anyway? How did these zombies get in there? This is ridiculous. This is a lack of responsibility. This is a community letdown. You have people depending on you. What the hell are you doing out there? Nothing. That's what you're doing. Well, I'll take care of their job, and I'll do my job and their job. I'll entertain you, and I'll keep you calm as best I can. But, folks, this is time to get up and run away. Get in your cars. Drive. Go to the bus stops. Leave. Any means you can. Get a taxi. Take a train. Get the hell out of town. Get to the airports. If you've got money, just take enough to travel and enough to buy food somewhere else. And if you can, after you're safe, alert the media and tell them what's happening here in Willamette, because we are under siege. This is the apocalypse, and it's happening right here in front of us, sadly, on my shift. But I will do everything I can to protect you at Willamette. I will do everything I can. I'll be Frank West today. For this one day, let me be him and bring out his spirit, because he loved you and I love you too. Right now, we here at LUB, my staff, my team of engineers is doing everything they can to see how long we can stay here. But we're boarding things up. We see the havoc. We see the chaos. Main Street is now on fire. This is flames. I'm seeing destruction. I'm seeing body parts, folks. I can't believe this. This is like a nightmare. This is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. You will not make it. Nobody's going to get out of here alive. And I'm going to be leaving at some point in time to go back to my wife and children because I want to be there for them. And if anything happens, I want to be there right at their side. So I want you, all the men, all the women, everybody out there, go back to your loved ones. Get away. Shh, forget the shops. Forget money. Forget anything you have. If it means you go back to your cars and you have to go in that parking lot, well, you know what? If there's zombies in there, don't bother. You're better off going into the woods and hiking back through the cold as long as it takes you. Get out of town. Get away from this city. Willamette is under siege. Willamette is on fire. Willamette is under attack by the zombies. We can't live like this, but we can die like this. This is John T.C. Luongo. I'm going to stay here with you as long as I possibly can. Just hug your kids. Take them. Hold them close. Get your ammunition, makeshift tools, anything you can. I think I have one more call coming in. Hi, caller. This is John T.C. Luongo on LUB 1060 AM. What's going on now?
Hey there. Yeah, I'm just down at the mall. Some people are rumoring that they're filming a movie down here, but none of these guys are breaking out of character. They seem pretty vicious. People just running around like crazy. Blood everywhere. Have you heard of anything?
Yeah, caller. Get your ass out of there right now. This is not a movie. This is not a prank.
Oh, shit,
this is
real. Gotta keep running, then.
Keep running. Thanks for calling. Tell everybody, get out of the mall. Get out of the mall now. Folks, this is not a rehearsal. This is not something that you see in a costume shop. This is real. We are under siege by zombies. How it happened again. I thought I'd never be at a stage in my life where I'd have to live through this. But right now, I feel like I am fearful as I've ever been. But the best thing I can do is tell you how to stay strong. I want you to go home. Get into a safe place. Go to use your zombie safe. Use the emergency shelters. Take your guns. Pick them up. Unlock those cabinets and surround yourself with weaponry. Surround yourself. Protect yourself. Because this is almost too late. Another caller. Caller, you're on the air at LUB 1060 AM. What's happening now?
I don't know. Some dude just... I was walking past the mall. It was busy. Sorry. And some dude just kind of came up at me and he bit me. What the crap? What is this?
Caller?
Somebody like rabbit or something? Sorry.
Get to a doctor immediately, caller. This is not a test. This is not a film. I mean,
LUB is currently experiencing technical difficulties. Please enjoy this pre-recorded broadcast. For more up-to-date information and past recordings, visit our website. Note that in the event of an emergency, this frequency will broadcast emergency channels. So please enjoy your time in Willamette, the home where LUB lives.
Now, the words won't come to me because I can't tell you. This is real. We are under attack by zombies. You've been bitten. You must get to the ZDC immediately. Get to one of the emergency shelters. Tell them what's happened. I think you may have to have your arm treated. And even if you have to have it amputated, don't worry, caller, because it's better than turning into one of them.
Where do I go? Go to
the emergency shelter set up at the mall. Go to the emergency shelter, and it's set up by the ZDC. Get there as quickly as you can. Go, caller. Folks, this is John T.C. Luongo. We are living a nightmare. I am broadcasting a nightmare. I am absolutely broadcasting an apocalyptic event, one of the most devastating events of all time. I can't believe the horror that I am seeing and the horror that I am hearing at. The only thing I can offer to you is my advice to get the hell out. Right now, it's time for you to leave. Leave Willamette. Leave the Megaplex. Get out of there. Get out as quickly as you can. This town is now on fire. We are a tinderbox of zombies and hate and everything that we hoped we would never be again. I want you to protect yourself if you're able to make it. Please, make sure you can get to a zombie safe, make sure you get to an emergency shelter, and if any of you have the ability, you call the damn ZDC now. You call those idiots up, and you tell them, what the hell were you ever in place for if you can't protect us? Why did you exist if you don't exist to stop this? I'm mad. I'm really mad. Hold on, I have one more call coming in. Caller, you're on the air with John T.C. Luongo. Could you please tell us what's happening at the mall right now?
just saw one man eat another man, and I thought they were kissing, but he actually ripped his throat out with his teeth. It's like 2006 all over again. Run for it!
Get out, caller. Just leave. This is real. This is our worst nightmare come true. What you are seeing is actually happening. Sadly, this is reality. This is not a show. This is not a prank. This is the reality. Right now, Willamette is on fire, under siege, under attack. Zombies are all over. Zombies are taking over every single aspect. I can't believe that this is happening. I don't know how it happened. Willamette Memorial Megaplex Mall had guaranteed us that they had so many lines of defense in place. The ZDC guaranteed us that they were going to defend us. And now I'm watching them all fall like paper shells. This is ridiculous. This is like a bunch of matchstick men and women just falling over. They let us down. Everybody let us down. I can't stand it. I'm angry. Do you understand me? I'm angry for me. I'm angry for the community. I'm frightened and angry for my wife and my children. What the hell is going on? This is wrong. Pick up your arms. Get together. Stand safely. Get to a zombie safe. Go to an emergency shelter. Call the ZDC. But you must get out of here. This is almost it. This is, I will not be able to stay on much longer, folks. I'm telling you, the place I can feel, I've been told that they're heading this way. I don't know what I can do. I'm holding on as best I can because I know you need a voice out there. And right now, I'd like to say I'm the voice of reason, but I'm not. I'm the voice of reality. And reality is, we're screwed. Do you understand me? We are screwed. LUB is doing everything they can. My station manager has called. He's given me permission to leave. I have the techs getting ready to pack up. I hope we can make it out of here before we are under attack ourselves. But right now, folks, this is falling apart. The whole thing is falling apart. Everything we hope for and wish for is crumbling before our eyes. Get out of town. Leave. Do not look back. Get out as fast as you can. I can't tell you how many people I'm frightened for out there. There's so many people, so many people I've talked to, so many of you wonderful callers, everything. This is it, folks. This is the last that we'll be able to make it over here. This is a calamity of proportions that have never been seen before. I sadly believe that this is going to surpass 2006 as the worst tragedy in the history of Willamette. I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen or how we're going to get out of here ourselves, but I know we must. I know that a calamity of this proportion has not been seen in history, and that's killing us all. I want you to be safe. I want you to get to your zombie safes. I want you to call the ZDC. You can forget about the fire department and the police department because I've been told they are stripped to the bone. They are out there doing everything they can, and they're under siege too. You're on your own, folks. That's the only thing I can tell you. It's like the end of the world, and that's the best thing you can do is prepare as if it is. Get with your family. Hold them tight. Tell them you love them. Make sure they hear that you're going to be with them, and make sure they hear that it's going to be all right. Lie to them. Whether it is or not, it doesn't matter anymore. It's too late. It's really too late here in Willamette. I have to go get my family. I have to go see them. I have to know that I looked at them one more time. I want you to be with your wives. I want you to be with your husbands, your children. I want you all to get together. I want you to hug. I want you to hold hands, but I want you to be safe. There's no time left. This is it. We're at the end of the rope. We're at the end of the line. And pretty soon we're going to be at the end of my broadcast. I don't know what to say to stimulate you, encourage you to get out of town any more than I've done. But I will tell you, if you don't, you're dead. You're just dead. We're all dead here. So get out. John T.C. Luongo on LUB. I have no idea how long my signal's going to last. I don't even know if I'm reaching you anymore. But if I am, please take note. Take heed. Leave. This is the sound of Willamette going dark.